In an ever-changing world, Off Hollywood Media presents a voice of truth and inspiration, resonating a vibration of love and understanding, illuminating new paths for new directions, as we, as one, strive for higher and higher levels of consciousness, always remembering life changes. And now, your host, our MC, our master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Ciao, everyone. I was listening to that introduction because at some point I remember we talking about truth, and I didn't hear it in the introduction, so we must have changed it. Either that or I wasn't paying attention closely enough. But anyway, hello, everyone. I'm excited about our show, and I was going to talk about truth, and I was going to say, see, just like our introduction said, and it threw me off. Speaking of being thrown off, our guest today helps people align in so many ways. People that are thrown off, he brings them back together in a way that he calls as the body whisperer. I like that so much because we've heard of animal whisperers, but body whisperer, I can't wait to talk to him what that's about and what that means for us. And I know that it means something very important, and I actually got to experience a little bit about what he does. So stay tuned for that in just a few minutes. But talking about truth, it's interesting because so many people are asking more and more, as more and more people are being introduced to our show, Life Changes, and also being introduced to spirituality and self-help and this New Age stuff, which really isn't new. There is some new stuff, but consciousness, to social consciousness, more and more people are looking for answers and looking for people that can help them and people that can give them truth. And so it's interesting because as we're doing this, as we're being part of this radio show, Life Changes, we have so many people that want to be part of the show who, as far as we're concerned, might not be sharing the entire truth, but they might be sharing the truth as they know it. But since we know a different truth, or we align with a different truth, at least for now, we can't have everybody on the show. But there are people who we do have on the show who we don't necessarily align with 100%, but know that there are listeners out there who need to hear the kind of information that guest is presenting. I hope that makes sense. You know, it's interesting because truth. What is truth? I had something come up this weekend that made me ponder the question. Because I have a family that's very dear to me in my life and has been forever. And this family has a little girl who's also very dear to me in my life. And this little girl was celebrating something very special to her this weekend. And it involved a particular church that her parents have taught her is the true religion. So you might think you know where I'm going with this, but I'm not. though I don't believe that their choice of religion is the true religion by any stretch of the imagination, and I'm very familiar with their religion, I do believe at the moment that their choice of a religion is right for them for some reason. I don't know their path exactly, and I'm certainly not judging. I just say if that works for them, which for some reason seems to bring stability in their life that they seem to need right now. So that truth is important to them at the time. Now I'm going to make an analogy, but it's not to put anything down. At some point, believing our parents were omnipotent and omniscient and all of that and more was important to us because as babies, as children, it's hard for us to handle a big world. So we have to believe in a God, otherwise known as our parents, that can help us. So I happily have grown out of that. If I still thought my mother could fix all my problems, I'd have bigger problems. Now, I'm not saying that this particular religion is in comparison to the analogy, but I am saying that there are times when we need to believe certain things. So, where am I going with all of this? Well, I was invited by these people to watch their daughter participate in something in their church that was important to them and their daughter. So since I support them, and since I respect their choices, I made a choice to go to be part of this. And I also had a previous commitment that I couldn't get out of. And I was, ironically, teaching, co-teaching with Dorothy Lee Donahue, our Energetic Alchemy Beyond Reiki course, which is technically somewhat spiritual as well, and completely different than the religion that I was going to be participating in later on in the day. So I did a half-day course and then left the rest of the day for Dorothy Donahue to finish while I went to go participate in this other commitment for this little girl. So I arrived after the ceremony had started. As a matter of fact, long after, because of my previous commitment. It's not that I intended it that way. But when I walked in and I noticed that she, the little girl that I'd gone for, had not done her thing yet, I thought, wow, I arrived at the perfect time because I didn't need to listen to all this stuff beforehand, and I was still there to see her do her thing and walk out with her and then be part of her day the rest of the day and into the night. And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. I manifested well. Well, the parents might have thought that I was late. And technically, that is true. In their perspective, if they thought I was to have arrived before the whole event started, then I technically would have been late. And I knew when the event was supposed to start. So the truth is, I was late, according to them. According to me, the truth is that I arrived in the perfect time to not have to subject myself to all the rhetoric that, in my opinion, is being shared with people that I do not care to hear or to be a party to, and I still got to see the little girl do her thing. And as a matter of fact, she saw me too, and just before going up and doing her thing, and she gave me this big smile while trying to stay pious and reverent in the moment. And I think that possibly in her eyes, the truth was that I was there. See, so I thought, if anything, I was a little early because it still took her about 15 minutes to do her thing. According to her parents, I might have been a little late or a lot late. And according to her, I was there. And none of that really mattered, perhaps. As a matter of fact, she didn't mention it. You were late. You didn't see me walk in. So what is truth? The truth is all three. Truth is I was there. Truth is I was late. Truth is I was early. And none of us are wrong, and none of us are right. It just is. So at Life Changes, as people are coming to Life Changes and learning about truth, I feel it's important to us, and I know as a team, we feel it's important for us to present and help meet people where they are. And the interesting thing is the truths that I might personally believe today, or I'm actually quite sure of this, the truths that I believe today will be different tomorrow. And some might be maybe even 180 degrees different. And that's okay, because the way I'm thinking now is that I can't think like I think tomorrow unless I think like I think today. And the way I think today, my truth today is so much different than my truth yesterday that I am so grateful that I feel a progression forward. So our show is a progression forward as we search for truths together, as we experience different truths together, and as we grow together as Life Changes. Well, That was a lot to say in such a short time. I hope it all made sense. But our guest today has so much to say, and I know it's going to make sense. We're just going to have to take as much as we can today and just have him back another time to tell us more. When that will be, I don't know, but I know it's going to happen because you're going to want it so after you hear what he has to say. You know, it's interesting. I want to remind you all that you're listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network, and you can learn more about us at www.lifechanges.ws. And I started to say it's interesting because our guest would hear from the medical community and, ironically, the alternative health doctors that he'd have to live with it, and it being everything that he had going on that he wanted to live without. So here was the medical community and an alternative health community that wasn't able to help him. Now, he is Dr. Doug Lehrer, and he discovered how to access the healing power of the body, mind, memory, soul to heal himself of severe migraines, depressions, irritable bowel syndrome, hypoglycemia, and severe back pain and sciatica from two herniated discs in his lumbar spine. Now, thousands of people have come from all over the world, including Australia and Spain, France, Israel, India even, to learn conscious tools, processes, and techniques to heal and change their body and total well-being, and to change anything that isn't working in their life with Dr. Lehrer. Now, Dr. Lehrer is a board-certified quantum medicine practitioner, great title, by the American Naturopathic Board of Medicine. He is a master certified in bioenergetic medicine and healing practitioner, a board-certified doctor of chiropractic, a master facilitator of conscious body work and bioenergetic healing techniques. And as of this weekend, because I was there with Dorothy Lee, as we certified him as a Reiki master and energetic alchemy practitioner. So Dr. Doug is going to be talking about a lot of things. We won't be able to cover all this, but you can learn more about him at his website, AskDrDougNow.com, and that's doctor as in DR. But he covers whole body, mind, soul, life changes, including body image, self-esteem, belly fat, natural weight loss, women's health issues, children's health issues, men's health issues, emotional health specialty issues, has a three-day relationship happiness workshop that helps people in 3 days, seven-day addiction breakthrough specialist. The list goes on and on. So without further ado, I want to welcome him so we can talk about it right now. Please welcome to the show our Ask Dr. Doug Now, Mr. Dr. Doug Lehrer.
Thank you, Filippo. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure, actually. It's a pleasure, and for many reasons. I knew the information was important that we're going to share today. But I got to experience you yesterday, and within minutes, I was feeling so different. I thought, wow, our audience is in for a treat.
Thank you.
So, I know, including myself, you know, we talked about how hard I work and how hard I work to be healthy. And yet you didn't want to know any of that because you were talking to my body and figuring out that it didn't matter how hard I worked to be healthy, my body somehow was working against me.
Right. I mean, that's like working hard, you know, to surf on a wave, you know, and you're backward on the surfboard. We need to flow with the energy and be aware of where it's taking us so that we can change our direction where necessary. But so often we have a viewpoint, work hard and do all these things, but what if one or two or all of them are counter to what our body is asking for? So really being able to listen to what our body is telling us, really your life is an expression of what we are programmed with deep inside us. And then everything shows up. And then we try to anecdotally try to address all those things rather than getting back to the real source and cause of it. Mm-hmm. So all that working hard, you know, we end up spinning our own wheels, so to speak, and we end up sicker, more stressed. And when we think we've solved those three problems, now we have nine more.
Mm.
And I like to go the opposite direction. I like to get to the resolve, what's going to resolve the cause behind what's showing up in our life.
Mm.
And then that will automatically, with ease and joy and glory, change our life. It'll just do it. It will be automatic when we realize how powerful and potent we are with our energy. We just are stuck in old patterns, like we need to control everything and get a handle on all those things and learn more. And the real secret is unlearning.
Unlearning. Well, you're saying we can do this with ease, joy, and glory. I like those words. But, you know, it's interesting because for years, some of us in this more natural way of doing things philosophy have criticized doctors who heal or do they heal or, you know, put... What do they actually do now that we're actually looking at this? But they're really healing the symptom, right? So we turn to alternative medicine. But you're saying that in a lot of alternative medicine, we're still doing the same thing.
Yeah, those alternative doctors, fortunately, were raised in the same allopathic treat the symptom atmosphere. So instead of doing traditional medicine, drug, surgery, radiation, then they're going to do something else. Needles, adjustments, supplements, this thing or that thing, still trying to treat those symptoms to change them.
Same paradigm.
So it's really the same paradigm,
wow.
Except for perhaps I would say that the alternatives typically do, you know, drugs, you know, surgery, you sign a lot of waivers there. I mean, a lot of people, you know, die in their surgeries. A lot of people have some things that happen that aren't desirable. You know, I knew for myself, if I went in for back surgery, I had a chance of being paralyzed,
right?
Not walking again, being worse, and then I'd have, you know, part of my back cut out, and that is not going to be replaced again, likely. So I wanted to look and see what was creating this. Because, see, I learned something in chiropractic college, and it made a huge impression on me, and that was this. The body has an ability to heal itself. And then I just transferred that to everything else. Everything in your life has an ability to heal. And beyond that, to change. And they're really almost interchangeable in that if we change something, then we can heal. So the key is to get to what we need to change in order for our body to do a normal, natural process called healing. So what I focused my energy on when I saw that no one was able to help me is, okay, well, what will turn on the healing ability of my body? And then I asked another question, what's stopping my body from healing? And I asked another question, what's actually creating these problems that are beyond that? And what I discovered is that everything that shows up in the physical material world is an expression of something that happens in the energy world first. Because in science today, in quantum physics, they studied all matter, everything that shows up, the physical body, your dog, everything, and we're made up of molecules, and those molecules are made up of atoms, and those atoms are made of
eaves.
yeah, that
bad
too.
Joke.
those are made up of electrons, neutrons, and protons, or the little electrical particles that spin around, and we've seen the little energy sign, you know, with the little spinning molecules on different places even in our logos that are out there. And from there, the scientists looked at what an electron and a proton and a neutron were made out of, and they found these things called quirks and quarks, and then which were smaller particles, and they started looking and getting deeper and deeper at what the particles were made of. And finally, when they got to the smallest level of the particles, they found that they're made of nothing. Nothing but energy. So everything is energy. Everything's an expression of energy.
Mm.
And further scientists, like Dr. Bruce Lipton, looked, who is who's done landmark studies at Stanford and the University of Wisconsin. He found that our genetics, our DNA, our cells will change, will mutate because of the energy that they are perceiving. And those energies that they perceive are our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked deeper at what my body was telling me. What were the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs? What was my body really saying? And it told me a lot of things. And from there, I started to change those things. And I had, you know, great friends in energy medicine that helped facilitate me. I've helped facilitate them, because we have to be willing to ask for help and willing to allow ourselves to receive the help. And know that, you know, we weren't necessarily meant to do everything ourselves. A lot of things we need to do. Our body's healing depends upon us, but we can't ask for help.
Mm.
It's just key that help is going to address the causes at the very base level that allow our body to then turn on its own healing ability.
You know, that's interesting, because you said to me, without going into too much of the personal information that you shared with me, that was surprise to me. But in conclusion of our session together, you said that my body was in fight or flight mode.
Right. Your body was stuck in fight or flight or survival mode. And anyone who's having a symptom, pain, ulcers, heart problems, high blood pressure, cholesterol, cancer, to diabetes, to allergies, there's always, it's an expression of the body being stuck in a survival state. You see, your body never makes a mistake. Everything it does is always perfect. But it's perfect for a reason. And it's either because the body is healing, relaxing, and regenerating itself anew, or it's because it's in a survival state. Now, there's nothing wrong with a survival state. I mean, you want to be in one on 101 when the red lights go on in the guy's car in front of you and slam on your brakes.
Right.
That would be a good idea. So you're in survival mode. Now, you're not supposed to stay there, though. As soon as you put on your brakes and relax the brake, you're supposed to relax your body. But what happens is people, because of the buildup of their thoughts, feelings, emotions, experiences in their life, their body locks in these survival states. And so as we get older, time doesn't heal all. The body begins to exhaust, our systems begin to exhaust, our hormonal systems start to fail, and then we begin to have disease physically, mentally, and emotionally. So some people might have felt that they were pretty good for a while, and why did they get depression all of a sudden? Why did my discs in my back explode all of a sudden? Why did I get ulcers? Why did I get irritable bowel syndrome? There was a cause for all those things. And the first thing to recognize was that my body was not doing healing, it was doing survival. And as long as I was getting any alternative medicine or allopathic medicine, which I went to both and talked to a lot of doctors, nothing was getting me out of survival mode until I learned how.
And the survival mode, it's really interesting, because you were sharing, at least in my particular case, which I have a feeling is the case with a lot of people, that you were saying that as a child, and you didn't, we haven't had this conversation. I mean,
no.
So my body was obviously whispering something, and you were picking up, as the body whisperer that you are, that somewhere in my childhood, I had situations that caused me to feel like I either wasn't safe or was in danger, or that I had to constantly look behind my back watch what I was saying or doing, and so that, you say, stuck.
That created a pattern called a memory, or subconscious memory, override. In other words, that subconscious memory went in, and then it overrode your ability to heal. It wanted to stay on alert 24/7 so that you were ready for when you were going to meet that bear and get bushwhacked. And in essence, now, literally, it's not appropriate, because that moment happened a long time ago. But now we're preparing for that moment over and over again. And what we found in science...
And taxing ourselves.
Right. What we found in science is your body doesn't know the difference between a bear and a tiger in the room with you right now or a memory that created a response like a bear and tiger, even if it was not a bear and tiger. And I've run into a few patients out of the thousands I've seen that, you know, had to go up a tree because of a bear.
Okay.
But for most people, it was their mother, father, preacher, teacher, rabbi, best friend, the dog that died, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But it was an expression of loss or lack or something that put them into that state of survival. And once you go to bed at night with an unresolved issue, and most of us don't even know we had an issue, because most of us live in denial and repression and the lack of expressing ourselves because we're taught, I remember at least myself, I know this next one would have nothing to do with anyone out in the audience, but I was always told, children should be seen and not heard. So I could not express myself, and if I did express myself, then I had a choice. Choices are good, usually. But my choice was the strap, Tabasco sauce, soap in the mouth, you know.
Tabasco sauce? What did they do with that?
Put it in your mouth.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
So I learned not to express myself too well. And by the time I was still in grade school, if I had to speak in front of people, I stuttered.
Horror.
Oh, it was horror. Yeah, yeah. It was horror. And then I remember being in front of kids in the class to give current events. That word... That's the worst word in the world. Current events, because we had to pull from the newspaper and write a story and then get in front of the class and tell the class, like a speech, like a short speech, what our current event was. You know, and the spit wads are going and the paper balls are going. And for some reason, when I was speaking, the teacher was always looking the other direction. And all this stuff was coming. So, I mean, I was just scared to death of speaking.
Oh, man.
And the same process, that's why, you know, I talk about, you know, getting people over addictions and phobias and so forth, because they're just a pattern that gets set in that now we have this behavior. Mine was stuttering. For other people, it might express itself as being addicted to alcohol or addicted to sex. I talked to a lady the other day, and she goes, I think that I'm addicted to love. And I talked to her body. In 3 seconds, the body says, no. She was addicted to breakups. To breakups. So she had to get into relationships. So she could break up. And then she could be sad, and then she could go have wants and needs and desires, and then go back into another relationship. And she was addicted to that.
Right.
And it reminds me of that movie with the gambling addiction with Al Pacino, where he said that he was addicted to not gambling, but addicted to losing.
Yes.
And it was the excitement of all the money being built up, and then, boom, losing it all.
Right.
And I said, so right on. That was it for him. So everyone has their own pattern. And what I do with, like I did with you, is I just went straight to your body, because your body knows it. You see, we live, our soul being lives in this body. And having this relationship with this body is very important. And the body will tell you what's going on. Plus, the body is what? Animated by energy. And energy is the intelligence of the world, of the universe. So this intelligence knows what's going on with you. And if you're willing to let it go, willing to learn what it is, and oftentimes we don't even need to know, because these patterns can be passed on generation and generation. So when someone starts to talk, like in psychotherapy, they might be spitting out a story that goes back generations. How are you going to solve your great-great-grandfather getting, you know, leaving Russia because of pogroms?
Is this or the sins of the father kind of thing?
Well, yeah. We found that in science, that is true. The sins, or the, I like to see it more as the negative thoughts and feelings and beliefs of our family before us, they pass those type of information to us, just like they pass baldness, blue eyes, fair skin, curly hair, tall, short, whatever those attributes are genetically, those are memory patterns. And those memory patterns can be changed. So I have women who come to me, and men too, but women with their body images, for instance, who want to lose weight. But if they can lose weight, they don't change their body shape. That still stays the same. So they just get a little smaller in some areas, but some areas don't lose at all. Why? Because they have a program. It's telling their body, make large hips. So I talk to the body and find out, well, why are you making large hips? Oh, and there's always a reason. It may be in their life. It may be passed down from many lifetimes.
What could possibly be the reason for the body to make large hips?
Okay, well, in one thing I teach, I could go on just on that question for an hour.
Really?
Oh, easily, or hours.
Really?
Truthfully. So let's just look at hips. Hips and thighs, and usually the butt, that are out of proportion, is a hormonal imbalance from the ovaries. So the ovaries are producing excess estrogen, and it tends to go on to the hips and thighs.
Okay.
So then we have to look at the ovaries. And they are, for a woman, this is an identity of her as the female,
mm-hmm.
and how she may have been judged.
Wow.
By the masculine and by the feminine, by the mother and by the father, by men and by women. And depending on her beliefs about women, men, relationships, marriage, divorce, and I can keep on going over many examples,
wow.
that information is now making the ovaries produce a certain body shape. It may be because they need that stability and to be able to throw their weight around with overbearing men. So why would they ever lose the hips and thighs that give them a strong foothold?
They would lose that.
They would lose that. So when you
in their mind,
and,
at least.
Yes, at least in their mind. And that's where it's all being produced, from the subconscious mind. So when the doctor said it's all in your head, psychosomatic illness has been made a crime. But if we change our viewpoint of that and go, wow, psychosomatic illness is not a crime. It's not bad. It doesn't mean I'm a bad person or there's something wrong with me and that now a doctor can't fix me. The doctor couldn't fix you in the first place. So it's going to be up to you to fix you. But if you can have someone facilitate, find exactly what that is, and then get that energy to change, literally delete the program. And that's what I did with you, just like pushing the delete button on your computer. That's how fast it was. I found the program. I pushed the delete button. Boom. And that issue went left your body. And then your body changed. And you felt different physically, mentally, emotionally. And that's what happened. So I see a lot of women with weight issues and body image issues, and they want to change those. So rather than put them on a diet, which I do work with nutrition and food, and that's a whole other program for us to do, many, but what we do is, in this case, is as I help them to heal their issue with the men in the subconscious memory in seconds, sometimes minutes, and sometimes a few hours, and sometimes it takes a day. If it's really deep lineage for many generations, one female in their family abused after another, after another, after another.
Wow.
And now this person has got some health issues and weight issues and body image issues and self-esteem issues. So, but by resolving this issue of protecting oneself and trying to stay stable in the advent of dominant men, then their body shape will change. Their attitude will change. Their life will change. In fact, they'll start to not attract that type of man into their life anymore, and they'll all of a sudden be attracting a different kind of man in their life that may be more compatible for a relationship of deep love and enjoyment and not the conflict. That
and
they
no
were.
Need for hips and
and
thighs.
And no need to protect themselves and stay into that guarded position. Exactly.
Wow.
And so everyone has their story, but the key is, are you willing to get over your story? Are you willing to unravel it? And some people are very simple. In a short time, I've seen people, I worked with a child who picked up an energy from his mother in the womb who had ADHD. And they have him on ADHD drugs.
Wow.
They are very, very beautiful family, and they didn't want him on that, but They want the child to do good in school. They want him to, you know, be able to focus and those things. But I worked with him for 20 minutes and found that his body was locked in a pattern of what his mother was thinking about when he was in the womb. Mm-hmm. And that energy from her thoughts imprinted in the baby, and he responded to it in survival mode. And ADHD is just the diagnosis to describe his behavior mm-hmm. and physical condition that was really caused by a thought that his mother had when he was four wow. months in the womb. So I just touched the body in specific areas and told the child to think of the code, because everything is coded, just like your computer has a code within it that me as a, you know, the guy who just types on a computer, I don't know what that is. But a computer programmer knows that code, right. And I'm like that computer decoder. I decode what your body is doing, and then I teach people techniques so they can decode it if they want to learn at that level, and it's all choice and willingness, and everybody has the ability, because everyone's an infinite being. Everyone has the ability to heal themselves. Certainly some people have more prevalence to play the piano like a concerto master, mm-hmm. then and sing beautiful than another person. But everyone has that capability. Mm. It just may come easier to some than others. Mm. And that, again, has to do with what information has traveled down many generations and from other places, which is a whole other conversation.
And a whole other show. Yes. Wow, you know, for someone who had trouble speaking, this works, obviously, because you seem to have no trouble whatsoever. You're doing very well, and thanks. He's so very animated. I wish this had been one of the shows that we had been videotaping for YouTube, because he's quite interesting to watch, facial expressions and all. Hopefully we'll do a live show together one of these days.
Yeah, live action.
And everybody can see it. So, before we go on, I want to remind everybody that you're listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network. And you can learn more about us at www.lifechanges.ws. And we're here every Monday night at 7 p.m. And you can hear our archived shows right now. They're free at our website in case you missed any of the past ones or are excited about this one and want to hear it again or share it with your friends. Find us there at lifechanges.ws. Want to remind everybody also that our guest is Dr. Doug Lehr, and his website is askdrdougnow.com, and that's ask doctor as in DR, Doug, D-O-U-G, now, N-O-W.com. So back to Dr. Doug for the next few minutes that we have remaining here. I'd hate to think that my body at my age and after all that I've done is still carrying memories of what my mother was thinking while I was in her womb. So besides coming to see you, which it sounds and feels already to me like a great thing, what can we do to start the process until, because it looks like you have seminars and those kinds of things, right? Yes. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. Is there anything that we can do to start ourselves on a process of self-discovery or self-help here?
Absolutely, absolutely. First of all, you have to be willing to go, this makes sense. I want to clear these things. I want to know how to do it, just like you asked me. So that's the first step, is making a choice, a new choice. Mm. The next is to ask questions, and I do that in my courses, and I teach that to my clients, and I do that on my newsletter that they can sign up for free on my blog, and we give them,
which is the website we just did.
Yes, which is the website we just did there, and they get videos every few weeks, and I give them some different questions to ask to start to unlock and change their life, their body, and what shows up in their life. And what I did initially, and that's how I started to learn this, is I asked my body, what's causing this? Then you just need to listen and allow your body to answer you. Then we can start getting in touch with these things. Other ways I go in my programs.
What's causing my body to produce more fat, or what's causing me to want to have relationships that I keep breaking up.
Right. What's causing my hips to be big? What's causing that pain in my shoulder?
Okay.
And take a deep breath in and know. You see, you have to come from a place of knowing that the source and answer will come to you. Now, it might not come in that flash of a second. For me, when I touch a body and I ask it, it answers me in split seconds. So very quickly. But I'm used to listening.
Mm.
And we're not used to listening to ourselves.
Mm.
So being able to be willing to listen to what your body is really saying to you. Because we can go in a book, and there's some good ones. Like Louise Hay said, if you have a shoulder pain, it means this. But I don't like to go to books that have a rote way of looking at things. Because I look at that like a diagnosis and like allopathy. And everyone is different. Everyone has a different combination of things going on with them. And each person has their own unique fingerprint or blueprint for their life, for their subconscious, and where their body is responding to it. So asking what it is, and then letting go of the need to get the answer right away. And 5 minutes later, you might have a memory pop up when you're 5 years old of your dog dying. And you go, what am I thinking about? You know, Fido dying at 5 years old. Oh, I asked what the pain in my shoulder was.
Mm.
Ah, that's what it was.
Mm.
And so, you know, you're not going to get it 100% of the time in the beginning, but you got to start somewhere. So asking these questions, what's causing this? What's doing this? What would it take for me to heal this?
Mm.
Is a wonderful question. Because that one opens up a wide bandwidth because it says, I ask my clients, how did you get here? And usually, in some shape or form, they ask the question, I wonder who could really help me heal my body.
Mm.
And they were sincere. They were sincere in their heart and soul that they really, really, truly wanted to.
Mm.
They really wanted to get over it. And so when you ask from that place, it'll lead you to who to go to, what it is, how to do these things. I have a whole course on asking your body what it wants to eat. The people who do that lose weight because only their body knows in this moment if they eat that one thing. But I've had people whose body said, chocolate. Great. You got to ask the next question. How much? It may not be the whole box. It may be one bite that your body needed to trigger a memory, trigger something in its system. And you know, no doctor, no nutritionist would be able to tell you the answer on how your body in that moment is going to react, respond, and be with that food in that moment. But your body does. So listening, really being able to listen to what it has to tell you and making that a very important part of your life. And I see that as self-mastery.
Well,
really being willing to be a master of your own life, of your own body, and really being with your body, really loving your body.
You seem to have mastered something. I have to say that what you're doing obviously works because you were here with Dorothy Lee Donahue and I over the weekend. So you were here on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and you must have made a decision that you wanted to be on the show on Monday, because the guest that we were supposed to have tonight, her mother passed, and she had to fly out this weekend. So she had to fly out the next day,
mm-hmm.
and we just found out on Sunday morning. And so you, of course, had opened it up for this to happen. And before anybody says, oh, you know, he caused something bad to happen, no, he didn't. On the contrary, actually, a lot of people were hoping, helping this woman try and cross over, and nothing was working. So all of a sudden, your desire to be on the radio show saved the day. No, I don't know. But here you are.
I have helped a lot of people cross over.
Mm.
Well, enough, anyway.
Okay, so let's talk about... Okay, so this is actually really good. Thank you for sharing what
you
did.
That
we
will.
Could
thank
ask... first of all, thank you for wanting to be on the show and moving heaven and earth and people's souls around to do it. It's nice to know that our show means that much to people. And secondly, that you're sharing with us that we can ask of ourselves, our bodies, why is this situation occurring to me now, or why does it always occur to me? Why is my body reacting in this way, or why does it always react in this way? And that we can wait and listen for an answer, and that we might not be astute enough or tuned in enough just yet, but an answer does come, and so we just have to trust that there is an answer there,
right.
and it might come in later time.
And as you started the program with truth.
Yes.
The key is this. All the doctors have their own truths, the diagnoses and their modalities. But your body has the truth of what's creating your issues, creating the health, happiness and success, prosperity, love and joy in your life, or what's creating the hardship, the difficulty, the trauma, drama, upset, and negation of your life. And all you have to do is make a new choice to undo that, a new choice to be happy. Because most people have made the choice to be unhappy, to be victims of something, and to spin their story because that's how they identify their life. And if they gave that up, what would they have? That's what they think. I'm going to tell you what you would have is you.
A happier, healthier, prosperous you, as
That's
a matter
right.
of fact.
Absolutely.
Tell us, real quickly, in the time we have remaining here, what these seminars are. Are they seminars where you have to physically go? Do you do them on the internet? How does this work?
Right. I'm just putting the calendar for together. But we have live programs where people come in. I do special programs for cases of patients who fly in from all over the world, and they'll spend a week with me. Mm. And I happen to live in a retreat area, so it's very lovely and beautiful and small town and so close to the big city, so it's easy to get in and out. And we work with them individually in those programs. Then we also have three-day programs where groups of people come, and me and my group of doctors and facilitators can work with different size groups. I'm even hired into companies or so forth who want to do a program internally. And so what we do is we do those programs for them. So I'm just putting that on the blog, and it's being those areas are being rewritten right now, but the dates will be showing up very quickly.
So you're talking about the three-day one, which is pretty much relationship, but that's like divorce and family issues, abuse, and that kind of thing?
Well, actually, it's health, it's beauty. It's whatever you want to, whatever you'd like to work on and bring, because, see, the key things of healing a relationship, healing your body, healing your family, healing addictions, healing these different things, the core of it is you. So getting to the root of you and learning how to get in touch with you and get to the point where, see, we fear feeling because we think our feelings are gonna kill us. Hurt us, like the pain and the trauma we're afraid to bring up. And in most therapies, it is very painful when it brings it up. But since you notice I didn't ask you and get into your story of what it might be, which I didn't need to go there. We just go to tapping into these other kind of signs the body gives us. And by changing a few circuits in the body, boom, instantly something we thought we'd been to psychotherapy for 20 years cleared up in 15 minutes.
Mm. Yeah, there are a lot of things, good things in my life that I'd like to remember. I don't need to remember the bad things if we can clear them and have them clear.
Right, we don't need to go over them and over them and over and over them. What we need to do is we need to clear them and cleanse them from the memory and from our responses. And you won't forget that it happened, but it won't be haunting you.
Right.
I mean, I've had women who were raped, and in 15 minutes, we had them over the rape, and they went on to beautiful relationships and wonderful life and success and doing their things. But before that point, they said they were always wary of where they went, wary of men, wary of themselves. They were always in a state of fear, and they had an awareness. This young gal I'm thinking about was very aware of how she was feeling, and she could see these cycles and the flashbacks. And there's a study called the ACE study, A-C-E, and it studied children into adulthood, and they found that there wasn't a person who wasn't traumatized in childhood, that these traumas created PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, in the entire population, and that they didn't get better as time went on. They expressed themselves in multitudes of ways, illness, disease, breakups, lack of money,
all
bankruptcy,
because
all because of these traumas. And we go in, and literally in 3 days, we'll find this one trauma, we'll work around it, and clear it out, and literally in 72 hours, the person is a different person, and if then they decide to do a little bit more, some people like choose to do even deeper work and stay and do deeper work, then their lives change 360 degrees.
Well,
and that's fun. That's fun to see lives, people's lives change
that
much.
I can't imagine. And yeah, as we noticed this weekend as well, that lives changed because of what we were doing, and lives were changing because of what you were doing. And here you were taking a course with us and giving of yourself as well to us and other people as well. So what a beautiful thing we're doing. We're changing lives together, and it's great to be on the show. Life changes as we're doing this together. So we want to thank Dr. Doug Lehrer for being on the show with us today. Again, his website is askdrdrdougnow.com, and you will be hearing more about Dr. Doug. And, of course, you can always go to our website at lifechanges.ws and learn more about him. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on the show.
It's been a pleasure. And with that, I want to welcome back our Dorothy Lee Donahue, my Dorothy Lee Donahue, our show's spiritual advisor here with How to Be the Change You Wish to See in the World.
Hi. Wow, what a great show. Oh, I can't thank Dr. Doug enough. What a breath of fresh air and what a bright light. We were so honored to have had him in our energetic alchemy class this past weekend. He just gave and gave, and he was quite, quite an addition. So tonight, I want to talk just a little bit about what a huge role forgiveness plays in our lives. I've shared my belief with you more than once that our reason for incarnating on this beautiful planet is to be unconditional love. I also know that there can be no love without forgiveness, and no forgiveness without love. Our inability to forgive can easily make us sick, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Catherine Ponder wrote this about forgiveness. When you hold resentment toward another, you are bound to that person or condition by an emotional link that is stronger than steel. Forgiveness is the only way to dissolve that link and get free. This is so true. After my second divorce from the same man, I was so hurt and so angry with him that I allowed my resentment and anger to lead me to many, and I do mean many, less than elegant choices. I became so very self-destructive. I was also very angry with my mother at the same time because she was on my husband's side when I divorced him. Just like my father had cheated on my mother for their entire marriage, my husband had cheated on me the entire 2 times I was married to him. I didn't know that my dad had cheated on my mom until much later when she finally divorced him. And it was then that I discovered that my brother had covered up my dad's affairs and my ex-husband's. This led to a lot of emotional, mental, and physical pain. I'd worked for many years on forgiving my family for all this and for so much more. But what I really want to share with you is this. Once I stepped outside of the circle of expectations that had always comprised my family reactionships, I discovered that there was truly nothing to forgive. Nothing. The wonderful way I discovered this was through numerous near-death experiences, where I was shown that I had chosen every experience that I had judged as wrong. And I chose some very, very interesting ones. I chose incest, rape, and molestation. I chose a mother who turned her back on me on all of this because that is the role I asked her to play. Yes, you heard me right. What I was shown when I came home to the light was this. We come to Earth with a blueprint, and my mission and purpose this lifetime was to come to help others heal their emotional pain. I'm a wounded healer, and every good healer I have the blessing to know, such as our guest tonight, is a wounded healer. Without choosing the perfect mother and the perfect father for the very difficult roles they agreed to play, I wouldn't be who I am today. We choose our parents. As the prophet Khalil Gibran said, our children come through us, not from us. This is absolute truth. We choose our siblings, our lovers, our husbands. We choose the most important people in our lives from our soul families. We have many soulmates. We also have more than one divine complement. So please, let us choose forgiveness as the most divine form of love, for that is what it truly is. Our soul family members are only doing what we've asked for them to do. So how can we possibly remain angry with them once we understand this? Wonderful Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote Conversations with God, wrote a beautiful children's story, The Little Soul and the Sun. So if you need further clarification of what I've shared with you tonight, read this book to the little soul within you and in to the little ones that you love. And until next week, please remember that you're the power in your world. You're the guru you've been waiting and looking for. You're the only one who can end your suffering. And you can only do this by beginning a love affair with yourself. And please don't forget to forgive the most important person in your life, you. Choose to become a very conscious co-creator by making very elegant choices. And now,
you have been listening to Life Change.
How to be the change you wish to see in the world. And
you have been listening to Life Changes. Join us here every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And visit us on the web at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. And follow our community on Facebook at Life Changes with Filippo.
So, with that, I just wanted to say, life changes, so does radio. So, we're back, and we're out of here. Basically, I was saying, what a wonderful show. I feel changed by it, and like I said, I feel like I'm changing all the time, and this information is so important and so necessary, and I'm glad we're putting it out there for those who are able and willing and needing to accept it at this time. So that is for you and for us and for the world. And we'd like to thank our guest today, Dr. Doug Lehrer, and invite you to learn more about him and us at our website, lifechanges.ws. And to connect with us again next week when we have another guest, which we, because of our change, we'll see who that will be. In the meantime, it's going to be good, I'm sure. Remember, you can keep the conversation going during the week by visiting us, not only on our website, but at our Facebook pages as well, our personal pages and our Life Changes with Filippo fan page. You can also connect with us on Twitter. As a matter of fact, all that information is at our website and YouTube as well. We have a YouTube channel where you can actually see some of our guests live on YouTube. So with that, I want to say thank you to everyone that makes the show possible, and especially our segment host and producer, Dorothy Lee and Mark Leger. Also want to thank our engineer, Seth, for getting us back on the air right away. And thank you all for joining us and being part of this world, part of this show, and part of the change we all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes. Join us here every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and visit us on the web at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. And follow our community on Facebook at Life Changes with Filippo. Join us here next week as we consciously embrace and explore the only constant, life changes.